This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Pays off the way it should.
That's how it used to be.
I've seen enough to know that we've got it good.
Right?
Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Welcome to another hour. What's on your mind? Scott Henin here, Kevin Flynn, too. Tracking what's happening at the border. Aaron Tippin might have to rewrite that song now, Kev, where,
right?
Come on through the open gate.
Yeah.
Right? And then we won't call you.
Stars and stripes and the homeless shine.
We won't even count you if you come through the open gate. You won't be part of the illegal crossing number. Just come in here.
You're
open
just
gate.
Part of the those that have been admitted into the festival.
Saw a story here recently about Afghan terror alert at the border. Seriously. That is
now,
literally the definition of needle in a haystack.
Right, and to think that because we now are funneling them to a gate or to a legal point of entry, whether a lawful point of entry, doesn't mean that, you know, maybe a few nefarious characters aren't still swimming across the river. They are. And they're swimming with their backpacks and all their nastiness.
Well, that's just, it's insults our intelligence.
Yeah.
To suggest that somehow in this sea of humanity, they actually have even a flippant idea of, you know, okay, where's the Afghan national? Where's the
no, exactly.
Where's Al Qaeda? Well, I mean, like, it's impossible.
This entire administration is that. I mean, it's like a walking clown show from Granholm to Biden to Mayorkas to all of them.
Yeah,
I mean, what is the epitome of a? Of an SS, as they call it. And I love watching them trying to craft the narrative. Isn't that great? Well, you know, the numbers are way down. Illegal crossings are way down. Numbers are way down. Well, yeah, illegal crossings are, but lawful crossings where I get my packet and a date to go to court and get my asylum claim heard is 5 years away. Where's my packet?
Well, the other thing I would say...
Which one's the bus to California, by the way? Is that the white one? Is that going to California? All right, I'm getting on that one.
Mayorkas was asked yesterday about over 6,300 illegal immigrant encounters on Friday, dropping to 4,200 on yesterday. And that same thing Biden was talking about, all excited about that.
Yeah.
That is, and even Obama's DHS secretary said 1,000 a day overwhelms the system, so there's nothing to spike the football about. It's like saying the snake that bit us wasn't as big as the last one that bit us.
Yeah, right?
You know? Yeah. We got a little bit less of a fang from that snake. I mean, you can't. Just hard to fathom. It's unbelievable. We're going to be joined here momentarily by the former Jackson County, Texas Sheriff A.J. Lauterbach. Trying to reach him as we speak right now to get a first-hand account. The sheriff, normally we have the ability to check in with some of these sheriffs. They're all absolutely inundated. Inundated. They're, you know, it's so dang sad. They're not able to obviously do interviews. You can understand why. in it because they're literally being thrown to the wolves here by the federal government and having to triage at every possible moment down there. It's really unbelievable. Meantime, here's a couple other questions and comments that have come in. We welcome those, by the way, by text at 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590. You can call us at 271-1100, 271-1100. Texter says, Scott, two hot topics to cover. One, I hear Governor Burgum wants to run for president. That is a story that's been out there for a while. The governor headed down to Iowa, which fanned any governor or any politician that heads to either Iowa or New Hampshire, you instantly say, hey, they're running for something. But Governor Burgum has since said that he is mulling this and considering this. What do we think of that?
My gut is, don't do it.
Why do you say that?
I don't know he's ready to jump on that stage. I don't know. I mean, I'm probably as ready as anybody, but, you know, I just think that...
Very unusual. Very unusual to have candidates for president from small states.
Yeah, yep.
But, I don't know.
Got a lot to...
You have to break that.
Yeah.
I suppose the governor sees himself as, former tech executive, so he'd have some experience there having been at Microsoft. Also, having had the experience of governor. When I first heard the Iowa trip, I thought, there's no way. That's just, he's down there with Kim Reynolds just being a nice fellow governor doing an event. There's not anything to that. So I was surprised to hear that he said, no, I'm thinking about running. It surprised me. Surprised you?
Yeah, it did, actually. A little bit. But, if you want to... The throes of governor aren't enough, apparently.
The other comment, because as you heard, this texter said two hot topics to cover. One, I hear Governor Burgum wants to run for president. And two, has Jimmy Carter died? Remember when the media had his memorial 2 months ago? Well, I think they announced that he was on hospice and receiving hospice care.
Yeah, no, he has not passed away.
No, I know he hasn't.
No, he's 98.
And I think the reason for the... media coverage was that it was announced that he was on hospice.
Yes, and I think he was giving up care. He decided he wasn't going to, whatever treatment he was dealing with.
I think a granddaughter or something came out, though, and said something to the effect of, it's not imminent.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But he is not, to answer your question. Another listener says, my son is with the North Dakota Guard in El Paso. They are no longer allowed to go downtown as a group. It's too dangerous. They're dressed as civilians, but the haircuts give them away. Too dangerous in downtown El Paso. How'd you like to be El Paso right now? A Democratic city led by a Democratic governor. A Democratic mayor who has to be saying, wow.
You've worked hard all your life, run a business, built the dream, and here you go. Somebody left the gate open. Now everything's dead. Your yard's trampled. And what really gets me is the just the amazing the attitudes of these people and the entitlement that they think they come in and they can, hack into and wire into an apartment complex wire panel, electric panel to charge their phones. We can do this. We'll do that. We'll take. We'll. Oh, it's unbelievable.
It is indeed. I wish more Democrats would stand up and say, this is wrong.
I know.
What you're doing is wrong.
Come on. Well, they're in. The fix is in, baby.
Another listener says, America's being destroyed because the extreme radicals want to make it into their own country. They're planning to destroy every single person who challenges them.
Good luck with that.
Maybe so. Scott, Kevin, illegals crashing the border sends a scare and a sickening feel over me. Our country is over. Doesn't anyone in Congress care? What do we want Congress to do?
A number of them do.
Well, a number of them do, for sure.
A number of them do.
It's not
like
a lot of tools.
Again, it's like watching a toddler at the seat of a dragster, and he's locked himself in the car, and he can reach the pedals. They're running down the track. Nothing we can do. Like, hands tied. It's awful. That's what's so frustrating about all of this.
And the tools are in the hands of the Biden administration. This is simple. Remain in Mexico policy worked during the Trump administration. Reinstate it tomorrow.
Yeah, the northern border's a problem, too. Did you see Claudia Tenney over the weekend, a rep from New York, Republican rep from New York, talking about what's happening on the northern border as well with this Title 42N?
Well, it's a classic
example. It's all corners are coming. They're rolling in.
Classic example of pay no attention to what's happening on the northern border while the southern border is being invaded. But you're absolutely right. Drugs smuggled in. It's awful. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
Today, switch to Patriot Mobile right now and get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is so easy. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but they do something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And great discounts, too. Call right now, 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Make the switch today. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing the safe, innovative use of carbon capture, transportation, and storage technologies to help secure the future of the energy and agriculture industries that are critical to the livelihoods of our friends and families. The protection of people and the environment is the top priority at Summit Carbon Solutions. In fact, carbon dioxide pipelines have significantly lower risk than other pipelines and have been safely operating in the United States for more than 40 years. Building on that strong foundation, Summit Carbon Solutions plans will meet or exceed all design, construction, and operation standards to keep North Dakota families and businesses safe. To learn more about the project, visit SummitCarbonSolutions.com. That's SummitCarbonSolutions.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Pucklich is North Dakota's home for Chevy. That's right. Valley City location, Bismarck as well. I'm driving and loving my Chevy Silverado. High country truck, just absolutely love it. And of course, they are the truck headquarters. They've got new, they've got pre-owned. Check them out at PucklichValleyCity.com. PucklichValleyCity.com. North Dakota's home for Chevy, and just a great place to do business. Wonderful people doing the service department there, and Steve, the general manager, just great folks to do business with. They really are. And you're seeing more and more of those Pucklich trucks all around the Red River Valley, which is just great. Tell them Scott sent you. Who else is running for president, Kev?
Looks like Rick Perry.
Former governor of Texas.
Yeah. And he ran in the he primaried before went with Trump.
He did, didn't he?
Yep. Yep. And he was, of course, part of the administration. So, yep, they're saying he's going to make a run at her. There's another one.
I have a listener that says Jim Walz is also rumored to run.
Please, yes, get him out of our hair.
It'd be a great idea, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but then I got Peggy Flanagan probably coming in behind him.
Another texter says Walz and Burgum have a name recognition problem.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, big time.
Yeah, they would not be well known among the Republican Party faithful nationwide.
Right.
That's for sure. Do you think this is about a cabinet position, maybe?
Yeah. With well, I mean, that's usually what it's about. I mean, look at the current administration, all the people that now, you know, Buttigieg and, you know, they're part of the team. Although I looked down Pompeo. I mean, there was a lot of sharp, you know, Larry Kudlow. There's a lot of sharp minds in there.
Texter says, why would the worst governor in our state's history be a good candidate for president? Adam sends that note in. Thank you, Adam. Love it when folks sign the text. We appreciate that. 701-237-1590 to text us, 701-271-1100 to call us. Or you can also email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Somebody said, what did you find out about the chaos at the DFL convention in Minnesota? Kind of reiterated that a little bit, but you have a clip on that, don't you, Kevin, where you can hear just it is utter chaos that is happening.
Well, it's a news story that KSTP had, and yeah, they let me see if I can find the
convention in Minneapolis. This is a look at what was happening as the party tried to endorse a city council candidate in the Ward 10 Ella Baker Center. We'll have that video coming up here.
It's like they're in a school gym here. She's showing it.
What were they all doing when this started?
There they are.
This is the video that we're talking about here, Kirsten. The whole goal
is screaming at each other
to endorse a DFL candidate to represent Ward 10 in Minneapolis. But after this happened Saturday afternoon, the convention was immediately adjourned because of safety concerns. In Minneapolis, a fight broke out during a Ward 10 DFL convention on Saturday, sending elected officials running to safety.
There started to be some scuffles and some I was trying to de-escalate to the best of my ability, and that's when really things broke out into chaos.
Volunteers.
Yeah, and it's basically, it's mostly visual, but it's mostly, these people are, they're all people of color. It looks like the one side is more would be, I would say, Muslim, because they have the head scarves and things on, are pushing this other group of people, and again, it's about two candidates for the ward, and the other party didn't like what happened, so let's have at it.
Yikes! And they shut the thing down, didn't even finish their job.
Yep.
Right. Didn't nominate anybody.
Yeah.
And the Somali population was mad because somebody other than their candidate was going to get the nomination.
Yeah, Aisha. Chugatai is her council. She's the council member representing Ward 10, and the gentleman, I believe it was Nazi, somebody that he was the one that everybody that he didn't win, so that they were all the ones that were mad that he didn't win. So they're basically, it's like you look at, well, they didn't like that their guy didn't win, so they went crazy and caused the right away you think January 6th. Well, no one's claiming any kind of election interference or election fraud here. They just didn't like the fact that their guy didn't win. So they were there to shut down the winner, this Aisha. And there you go.
Unreal.
That's right in central Minneapolis, too, by the way, Ward 10, right there.
So Kevin and I hadn't heard about it, and a listener had texted in earlier wanting some details, and there you go. Wow. Thanks for the note there. Happy to get you some information on that.
And Aisha is of Indian descent, and I see the other one that didn't win is of Somali descent. So the gal of Indian descent from India won, and the Somalis weren't happy about that.
That's what ticked them off.
Is basically where that comes down to, yes.
Yeah.
See, it would seem to me.
Texter says the voters in Moorhead, Mankato, the Twin Cities, Duluth, and Rochester are destroying the beautiful state of Minnesota.
Oh, don't leave out St. Cloud. That's a little hotbed, too.
Time has come for Western Minnesota to join South Dakota and North Dakota. Not going to happen. Interesting sentiment.
I like what you're thinking, though.
I mean, what do you do besides throw your hands up? I mean, in my mind, if you rallied Western Minnesota to just turn out in unprecedented numbers, you could counter some of what is obviously the, not everybody in Minneapolis votes.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
So if you get a larger than normal, typical turnout in Western Minnesota, you could count some of that. I think it's a lot better way to go than just throw up your hands and complain. You know what I mean?
I just like the electoral model at a state level. I mean, you look at these states like New York, like California, where these massive metro populations just outvote the rural parts of the state. How about every county just gets one vote? Every county, whoever wins that county, there you go.
One last bit of business here in this segment. Governor Mike Huckabee is going to be in Fargo tomorrow at the Delta by Marriott, speaking for the North Dakota Family Alliance. We have three pair of tickets for that event. And so the next three callers at 701-271-1100 are going to get a nice little treat to see Mike Huckabee tomorrow night and take part in the dessert gala for the North Dakota Family Alliance. It's at 7 p.m. at the Delta by Marriott tomorrow night. Mike Huckabee is the keynote speaker. If you'd like a pair of tickets, call this number now. They're yours free. And we have three pair to give away right now for the next three callers at 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. Kevin will take your name, and we'll leave your name at the door at the we'll leave your name at the door. So you can just show up tomorrow night at the door, and you'll have your tickets there and take it in, okay? Next three callers, 701-271-1100. Free pair of tickets to see Mike Huckabee.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I know. It'll be fun. North Dakota Family Alliance. Dessert gala. Looking forward to that.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
USA News Update. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the United States Border Patrol has experienced a 50% drop in encounters since Title 42 ended last Thursday. Mayorkas says the Border Patrol reported 6,300 encounters on Friday and 4,200 on Saturday. He noted that the Border Patrol saw more than 10,000 encounters earlier in the week, and Mayorkas did caution it's too early to say if the expected surge has peaked. Ukraine's President Zelensky is visiting Britain today, seeking hundreds more missiles and attack drones in an effort to help his war effort against invading Russia. The UK government confirmed Zelensky's arrival and said he will meet with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak at the Prime Minister's country retreat outside London. It's Zelensky's second trip to the UK since February of 2022, when the war began. Lance Pry, USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This isn't trouble. Grab and go convenience. Maybe today's the day you say, I'm going to end the same old, and have a great lunch. Well, PetroServe USA would be the place to do that. Mac and Beef at the 45th location today. Salisbury Steak in Yulin. Brisket in Glendon. Sloppy Joe's at MP Avenue. Orange Chicken at 12th Avenue and I-29. Chicken Fettuccine or Beef Tips and Gravy, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Country Fried Steak in Harwood, meatloaf for scalloped potatoes and ham in Valley City. So, got to love that for sure. Are these winners here, Daniel, that are up here waiting to... Okay. So, all I need to do is tell Daniel, congratulations. You got all of his information and everything already. Okay. Hey, Daniel, yep. Congratulations. Glad you're listening.
Thank you. Yeah, I always listen. Not a problem.
You a fan of Mike Huckabee?
Yes. Oh, definitely a fan of Mike Huckabee. And I look forward to listening to his presentation tomorrow night. So that'd be
great. Me too. Me too. We'll see you there. We'll have the tickets for you at the door, okay? Nate, congratulations to you. We'll see you at the dessert gala tomorrow night.
Hey, thank you, Scott. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you as well. Mike Huckabee fan?
Mike Huckabee, Sarah Huckabee, of course.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, I look forward to that.
Good story. Thanks, Nate. Appreciate it. We'll see you there tomorrow night. And Phil in the Western Minnesota had a comment or a question for yours truly. Go ahead, Phil.
Scott, I appreciate your show. I appreciate you taking my call.
You bet.
So we're up against here. Number one, we don't have enough population in upstate Minnesota. So the cities and, like you say, Rochester, Mankato, St. Cloud control the state. We have another problem. In northeast Minnesota, the federal government has pretty much shut down mining, and these people have been so indoctrinated that they would rather live this poor, and I'm not kidding you, poor, way of life and not be able to get any of their wonderful mining going. It's astounding how these people think, but they have been indoctrinated for generations that they are to be Democrats through and through, no matter how poorly they live. That's my thought.
What do you do about it, Phil?
I don't know what to do about it. My area, our county, is probably 80% conservative. and the whole western part of the state of Minnesota is conservative, but we just cannot fight 5 million people in the cities, in the big cities of northeast Minnesota. They just, they won't ever elect a decent representative statewide or nationwide.
Kevin and I will do a little project, and the project would entail, what is the turnout right now in the western, quote-unquote, conservative counties? Like, what is, you know, what is the turnout compared to what is the turnout in the Twin Cities? It'd be interesting just to know the
map. Oh, I've done it. Oh, the turnout's fine. Again, the numbers, we don't have the numbers. And if the harvesting and the things that go on have been going on in Hennepin and Ramsey County for years continue, I mean, there's, and what you're talking about is you're building Duluth, Mankato, St. Cloud, Rochester, these population bases, which are, have spread out of the Twin Cities, and it's just about numbers. So it doesn't matter what the turnout. I mean, every soul in western Minnesota could turn out. We still don't have enough people. So, I mean, that's I've done the numbers. We're not even close.
And you're absolutely right. The other facet, there's another facet in there. When Norm Coleman was defeated, the Democrats learned how to cheat, and the federal Democrats perfected it.
Good point.
Yeah, remember they found. Remember they found.
Oh yeah, Al Franken. Enough said.
They literally found 400 Franken votes in the trunk of a car somewhere, and that was the difference to beat when they were doing a recount.
I said when that happened, the Democrats have learned how to cheat and we'll never defeat them. And the state of Minnesota is pretty much all blue. I mean, the Congress, and I think we hold one extra seat in the Senate as conservatives, and then, of course, the governor's office. And we had a great candidate in Jensen and Burke. I don't know who's going to run. Who wants to spend their fortune and have the microscope in every orifice of the... And, of course, the first thing they do is just destroy you.
Well, and if you look at it, like Ilhan Omar, for example, her district has close to a million, whatever the number is, but they had 210,000 plus turnout. I mean, that crushes most of western Minnesota in the small counties, even if everybody showed up.
Phil, I appreciate your call.
Thanks, Phil.
Thank you very much. Enjoyed the chat, that's for sure. We, on occasion, do something called the CEO Spotlight, where we check in on local businesses and tell you a little bit about them and learn a little bit about what they're up to. And we're pleased to have Patty Post back here from Checkable Medical, the CEO. Patty, how are you?
I am really good. Scott, how are you?
Wonderful. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too. Thanks for having me.
So bring me back to the beginning and the vision of Checkable Medical.
Uh-huh. My vision was always to have an at-home strep test, just so I could wake up in the morning, test my kids for strep, if positive, see a doctor virtually so I could get that prescription, and then have my husband Andy go pick it up at the pharmacy. So me and the kids never had to leave the house. And that has always been my vision, and now we have seen it through. And we conducted our clinical trial, and we are now to the point of submitting it to the FDA.
And the...
See how that works, by the way? I'll do all this so my husband can go pick it up. Save boat, babe. Love it.
I am very spoiled in that way. My husband is very good with that. But in that meantime of the time that was a vision until we are now, we have moved to North Dakota. I was in that district of Ilhan Omar in Minneapolis. And so now we're here in North Dakota, proud North Dakotans. We've been here for 2.5 years, and we have amazing opportunities in this state.
And I want to go back to your scenario on how it could be with the test compared to what it is now.
Mm-hmm.
You generally have a pretty good idea of strep, right? But you
got
to make an appointment, wait to get into the appointment, and then actually, there's a lot of hassle there, isn't there?
There is. So there's 24 million visits a year, but it's actually 20 million of those are just a viral infection. And just think of that, how much waste is in the system right now of going in to be checked for strep when you can screen at home. And that's really the whole bottom line, is screening at home. And if positive, we want you to have a relationship with your pediatrician or your family practice provider. You should go in and see them. But you should also have the option of, you know, should I go or should I not? Maybe my kid just has allergies or has a cold or a viral infection, and they can just stay home and you watchfully wait the symptoms and then use telemedicine if you want to.
What a neat idea. Now, Explain the clinical trial process. What do you got to do there?
So we already did that. We have 20 clinical sites around the country. We actually had three in North Dakota. And we enrolled almost 1,300 subjects. And they used the test independently. And they got the results. And then a clinician came in, used the test, and then we compared them. We used a culture as well. So comparing all of those results, and then you take everything and compile a report, and then you submit it to the agency. So we are done with that process. That was, we went through two strep seasons to get that complete.
How do you take an idea, a vision, and then actually put it to a product?
Well, lots of prayer, lots of people that surround you that know what they're doing, that have done it before. And I think it just is determination and the willingness to, you have lots of no's. I mean, I was in the face of no all the time, but I really saw that vision that it could happen. And when COVID happened, and then they actually did it where everyone had a COVID test, people were saying to me, oh, well, now I get it. We can do the same thing with strep. I'm like, see, I told you, people would totally change their behavior. And so I think you have to be bold and willing to work hard, be willing to, you know, be in the face of adversity and feel like, I understand you don't agree with me, but I'm going to keep pursuing this.
So how do you go from the next step now, from clinical trials to saying, hey, this works, right? This proved out.
Yeah.
My vision is real.
Well, one piece was technology, that I really felt that we needed to have that technology and not just be a test. We needed to have that app. So we finished an app, so it's a complete user experience. So learn how to conduct the test, learn how to collect the sample, and then see that telemedicine provider. So we finished that, and we're launching that June 15th, along with four other diagnostics, UTI, vaginal pH, two breast milk strips, and we're getting that out into the world so we can be that solution for moms. And then that test, the strep test, will be with the agency, and the goal is to have that approved by the end of this year.
Which agency, the FDA?
Yes.
They got to give it its blessing.
They do.
How fast do they move?
That all depends. Sometimes it's 6 months. Sometimes it could be a year. It could be that they want us to do follow-on studies. We've been very careful, and we've done over amount that we needed to do in order to compensate for if they had additional questions. So I'm very hopeful that they're going to say, okay, you know, maybe some changes in our labeling, maybe changes in our instructions for use, but full over-the-counter clearance is what we're going for.
And how do you go about that? How do you get that over-the-counter? Once you get the approval, mm-hmm. How do you actually get it in stores?
Great question. So I just was at a conference last week. We met with 38 retailers, the buyers, and category managers, and just pitch them Checkable, our technology, our tests, and everyone is all for it. Very excited. So we're partnering with a group out of Indianapolis that will help us with selling, as well as the distribution, the logistics side of things, as well as the customer service. That's a huge point for me, is that I want that mom to be able to call a number if need be and get that support that she needs, or whether it be technology. So they're going to help with all of that.
And then the provider after the test, that comes on the app too?
It does, yes. So we have a telemedicine app. So they'll be able to take a picture of the results, and then that provider will be able to see, oh, it's positive. Okay, we'll send a script to your neighborhood pharmacy. Working with pharmacies, getting awareness with pharmacists is something that we've focused on as well.
Fascinating. More with Patty Post, the CEO of Checkable Medical, an idea to reality. That's a great American dream right there. That's innovation at work. Love it. Short time out, back with more on our What's on Your Mind program. Final segment coming up next, and we'll continue our chat with Patty Post of Checkable Medical on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Spring into summer with the University of Mary. For over 60 years, we at Mary have been helping young adults like you reach your leadership potential. Whether you're looking to advance your career or start a new one, we're here to support you with flexible, affordable online degree plans. If you enroll by June 30th with the promo code SUMMER, you'll receive a $500 scholarship towards any eligible program. Learn more at online.umary.edu. That's online.umary.edu.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tap fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's on your mind is brought to you by MyPillow. It's here, folks. MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free right now. Buy one, get one free. Just tell them Scott sent you. Use the promo code Scott or you call this special number, 800-506-9028. They also have the MyPillow 3-inch coil mattress topper. It's the 2.0 technology in that. So, again, that technology in the actual material is what makes that breathable. And you don't have the tossing and turning from the hot and you're sweaty and everything else. So that the topper really works great. And there's a special deal on those right now. If you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com or call 800 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. We're chatting with Patty Post of Checkable Medical in the CEO Spotlight today, learning the story of this company that is now a North Dakota company. Was that a tough decision?
It was a tough decision. That's where we're from, is the Twin Cities. But we knew all the programs that were available to us. We met amazing people here, and we saw our life here. A couple of times we came up here, the drive from Battle Lake, we were at my parents', and we were driving around without a realtor. And we're like, oh my gosh, like, why do we feel this pull here, but yet we don't feel like we fit? But the third time up here, we found a place. And I got a call, actually, from Richard Glynn of BioND. And he's like, Patty, I got the egg commissioner. He's willing to give you some money for your clinical. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is a sign. And that just set it in stone.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And those programs are designed to do just that, bring businesses to North Dakota, give you the incentive dollars to whatever your research and your different things. So it's really neat to hear, and glad you're here.
Yeah, and it works. I mean, the money that we spend with the local businesses here you see I have, like Media Shack. I do all of my business with Media Shack. We have our local marketing group here. We have employees here. So it does grow the economy.
That's great. How many employees do you have now?
So we have 10.
And what do those 10 people do?
So we have an engineer. We have a product manager. I have HR and / clinical. I have another clinical. Graphic design, marketing, myself, and business, finance. And then we have some operations within, give our stuff out the door.
What similar companies that do similar technology have how many employees? What do you anticipate the big dream is that you grow to?
Oh, gosh. So I would say that at our max will probably be 50 to 65. We can keep it a pretty lean organization. But if we go to focus on R&D and we take that manufacturing here, that is an opportunity for us. And I think there are great incentives in North Dakota to bring that operation here, where we could take some raw materials, bring it here, and do pick and pack. There's a lot of different models that we can stand up here.
You have other products besides the ones you've mentioned,
mm-hmm.
right? Tell us a little bit about those.
So we have 5 supplements right now. We have apple cider vinegar, a collagen, a melatonin, an ashwagandha, and a UTI Prevent. And those have been on checkable.com now for a year and a half. Your listeners actually are some of our best customers and subscribers. So we love those supplements. We're coming out with another line that's more of a premium line. But that's been a great decision for us to start with something in commerce.
That's wonderful. How, obviously, you mentioned some of the programs that you can take advantage of. They sort of seed you and get you going.
Mm-hmm.
But you need capital from folks that are willing to invest in this and have an ownership in the company as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Talk a little bit about that. What do you need?
Yeah, so right now we have a $6 million round. We have $3.5 committed, and we're looking for another $2.5 million. We have taken advantage of the North Dakota Development Fund. That's really instrumental to a startup, is looking for capital that will help us de-risk the business, and which we have. Everyone before I started the clinical was, well, you still have to do the clinical trial. How much is that going to cost? Well, that's behind me now. Now we need to look at commercialization, and we need to partner with companies like you, our marketing partners. How are we going to get the word out there? And that's what our capital is going to be used for, as well as bringing on some other operators to help us bring us into the next scale of the company.
And, you know, when I'm thinking of an actual product
mm-hmm.
on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
What does that take? I mean, who makes the box? Who does the packaging? What do you do there?
Yeah, so that's what we're doing right now, is creating all of those labels, doing all of the design work. What is a packaging that's displayable on digital versus the retail setting? They're different. You look at something differently online than you do when you're walking through the store. So that takes external resources that we need to utilize. But we go door to door and knock on the door and sell our products to them.
Wow.
All the retailers.
It's got to be exciting to see this dream come alive.
It is. It is absolutely the time of my life. I'm so thankful.
That's wonderful. Tell folks the website again.
Checkable.com.
How about that?
Yeah.
A one-word URL.
Thank you.
That's a little hard to come by these days.
We just got that. We bird dogged that for a long time, and we came across that in the last few months. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for coming by, Patty. Wanted to get an update on how things were going and appreciate you sharing and look forward to other folks helping us as they can along the way with Checkable Medical.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Great to see you.
Thank you.
What a neat story. We love great American stories. That's for sure, and that is one. All right. We're out of time for today. We'll be back at it tomorrow on the program. We'll have some more Mike Huckabee tickets as well for the big event. The North Dakota Family Alliance tomorrow night. God bless.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Time for a snack? Head to a PetroServe USA location near you. Salted nut rolls, 2 for $1. Chex Mix and Bugles, 99 cents a bag. Giant sunflower seeds, 5-ounce bag, just $1.39. Old Trapper, 4-ounce bags, $5.99. Plus, Ice Mountain 1 liter is only $7.99, and the Ghost Energy drinks are $1.99. And Nestle Water Packs, 28-pack for $4.69. PetroServe USA, some great specials all month long. PetroServe USA.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.